When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff here.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk Rumble. No advice.
Hello and welcome to the WrestleTalk podcast, NXT flavoured edition. I'm El Fakador Laurie Blake and I'm joined by Chopper Pete Quinnell.
Hello.
Hello, and today we're talking about an NXT star who seemingly was released but has returned to NXT, Adam Cole wanting to retire Triple H, and we're making some very, very early predictions for NXT TakeOver Tampa Bay. Here's the show. With the results from last night's episode of NXT, because this was an NXT episode that felt very much like, I guess, a rest show. Like, it was, you've just done a pay-per-view and it was pretty big and everyone really liked it, so could you just have a rest? And these are all the matches that normally would have been filmed in old school NXT style at the event for TakeOver and then just aired the following week's episode.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It was nice to see that it was, even though it was kind of a rest episode, it was still very much a, it was a, an episode of NXT. It wasn't just like, oh, here's some matches that would normally be dark matches, but we're giving them to you because everyone needs a rest. It's like, no, this is a full episode of NXT. It's just not got quite the pomp and circumstance that it normally does on a, on a normal weekly episode, which was fine.
Here's many recap packages.
Yes.
So John Devlin defeated Leo Rush in a Cruiserweight Championship match. The Grizzled Young Vets.
Fun.
The Grizzled Young Vets beat up... who did they beat up? Oh, it was the brilliant tag team of Raul Mendoza and Joaquin Wild.
Joaquin Wild,
yeah.
Who was doing his best Ant-Man cosplay on his entrance.
Amazing stuff. We had the Broserweights defeat the Hard Bastards, Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch in their kind of return to NXT, actually. We had Chelsea Green defeated Caden Carter via way of Robert Stone tripping up.
And Bianca Belair
being like, I'm going to do a promo in the middle of your match.
I'm going to let you finish.
Beyonce had the greatest video of all time. I'm going to let you finish, Taylor. I'm going to let you finish. And as we know from Miss Americana, that really messed up Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So I imagine Caden Carter's going to, that's going to be the arc. Netflix documentary, best-selling music career. That's all on the cards for Caden Carter. Velveteen Dream defeated Roderick Strong in the main event as well, which was a I think, a fairly sloppy match. But
it was fine.
It built on their feud quite nicely. It seems like Dream's in for some quite big stuff, specifically related to the Undisputed Era. So that's really cool. But let's start with the kind of, let's go into the main topic of discussion, because there was news a few weeks ago that Tainara Conti was like another...
AKA Tainara.
Oh yes, sorry.
Minus the Conti.
Her real name, Tainara. she was unhappy. She'd had a sort of dispute with WWE management. She'd asked for her release. And not many people really ask for their release from NXT. See, like, people stick around for, like, if your name's Aaliyah, you're there forever. That's it. She must have signed the worst contract of all time because she cannot get out of it.
No, exactly.
She is locked in there until the day she dies.
She's like, 10 years? Yes, please.
Yeah, sign me up for some of that. Will I ever? But I won't be featured or a main eventer, or I'll just lose to people. They'll pretend to break my. What do you mean? Oh, well, fine, whatever.
Well, I've already signed it. It's fine.
Poor old Aaliyah. Anyway, so Tenara Conti was unhappy. Apparently, asked for her release.
Well, the details were a bit hazy about that, because it was like, well, she walked out of a contract negotiation meeting or something, or she asked for a release, her locker was supposedly cleared out. It was like, is she gone? Is she not? Has she asked for a release? Did she just walk out? Did she walk out of the company? Did she walk out of the meeting? It was really kind of hazy with what the details are. So, but now it seems we have a little bit more clarity.
Yeah, so this whole walkout thing happened around the time they were doing the Women's Battle Royal before to decide who would... Well, it was kind of just before the Royal Rumble, wasn't it? And it was like Baszler had the big run in it. And who won that match?
Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair to become number one contender for Rhea Ripley at Portland. Yeah. When it was the confusing time where it was like we're building two different things.
Yeah.
So we had all of that. But Tenara wasn't in that match, which was like you're using 15 women on your 16-woman roster. It's a bit weird that she's not here. But Jessie Camilla is, or Deonna Purrazzo, who we've never seen. Like, these people are in the match.
Yeah.
That all happens. Then there was reports that she appeared on a house show in Fort Pierce. She was teaming with MJ Jenkins and Jessie Camilla versus, who was she against? It was the brilliantly amazing team of Aoife Valkyrie, who is Valkyrie from Ireland, who's on NXT UK, Mia Yim, and Rita Reese, who, love to tell you.
Bless you.
Love to tell you. Rita Reese's pieces. and they didn't win their match, but she was wearing a top that said released on it, which obviously like plays into the whole new cycle of wrestlers leaving things.
Yeah.
Then after that, she's changed her whole Twitter profile as well. Her Twitter profile, she's deleted everything she ever posted on Twitter, and she's only now posting things as Tenara released version.
Yes.
Released beast version, where she's now like, you know, her profile picture is her in this released top with handcuffs on. And then other pictures of her with the handcuffs taken off.
Yeah.
She's posting emojis, hurricane emoji.
So she's going to be teaming with the Hurricane?
Unlocked lock emoji.
She's going to
Chris Masters.
Unlocked,
the master lock.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's like, what is happening? Because then also the reports from last night's NXT come out that she wrestled a dark match where she teamed with Deonna Purrazzo, the one of the most well-known members of NXT, Deonna Purrazzo, against Candice LeRae and Casey Catanzaro. Casey Catanzaro, obviously in need of a friend. Candice LeRae says, I'll be your mate, stepping in. So it seems like she's still very much listed as on the roster. She's still very much a member of the NXT team. Are they just playing everyone with this whole released thing?
Yeah, it seems really strange because it seems like it's almost her entire gimmick now is like, I was released, lol. Except she wasn't because she's still wrestling in NXT. So the whole release thing, I don't know whether it's just capitalizing or maybe that whole walkout thing didn't happen at all. It was a false report that someone put out. Maybe it was an actual report that WWE themselves leaked to the dirt sheets to try and create this gimmick for her, whatever the gimmick may be. And now they're just kind of working everyone and going with it and just being like, yeah, she did have that whole walkout of that meeting one time, but now it's her gimmick is that she walks out of meetings. I don't know where this is going.
You can't keep her in a meeting, Chopper. That's it. Yeah. Core appearance, I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've
child alimony payments, I'm out of here. You can't keep Tenara in here. I don't want to be here.
Exactly. So I don't know where it's going at all. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know her gimmick. I don't get it at all. But it seems like she's not actually been released and she is still wrestling on NXT. So I'm assuming if we're going to see more of this new gimmick, in quotation marks, then I'm sure we're going to be seeing it in the weeks to come.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's like, there's the argument we made that maybe they're not doing anything and maybe she's just having fun because she's come to the end of a contract.
Mm.
You know, you're an independent contractor anyway, so you're not really employed at the company. so you can kind of do what you like. Maybe she's coming to the end of her tenure there of like, you know, you've got this last few dates to sort of appear on and then we'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because to do this sort of wholesale change, but then only do it in house shows and it not be on TV. Fit like maybe they're trying a gimmick. They obviously do that a lot with like different people's gimmicks. They'll like test them at various house shows, take people away for a couple of weeks, bring them back with another new gimmick.
Yeah.
So maybe this is part of that. I don't know. Like, what was her gimmick before was?
Oh, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
First of all, it was that she was a judoka. She liked judo, not jiu-jitsu, wasn't it?
I think it's judo. I think she's really good at two things. It was two different martial arts. One she was a black belt in, and one she was a blue belt or something. Also, she was Brazilian. That was her gimmick for a bit.
Yeah,
just being Brazilian. So I
like Ronaldo.
Yeah, just like Ronaldo. Her gimmick and Ronaldo are the same person.
Cool. That makes it much easier in my filing system in my brain. Much easier to start. So she didn't really have a, like, that was her gimmick for a bit, and then her gimmick was talking about how hot she is on Twitter for a while.
Yeah,
and,
a little
and
bit.
And going, like, look at my butt. Mm-hmm. That was a thing for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this is more of a gimmick than that, I'd say.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, being like I'm a like an unleashed hurricane or...
An unlocked... Wind. I don't know what.
Oh yeah,
is.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Trapped wind. Maybe that's what it was all about.
She just had trapped wind. We've cracked the code.
She's farted, and that's the end.
It's the flatulence gimmick. It's come back again.
Oh, that's it. Well, you got to go through it, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Everyone does.
The trial by farting. Looking for a pun there. Didn't find it.
No.
Said farting. Is it equally as funny?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Moving on though to. I guess what's interesting about that is that it seems like NXT isn't quite as dramatic as the main roster in that terms. Like, Tenara is probably one of the first people that's ever been reported to be like really unhappy working in NXT.
It's true.
And then it all seems seemingly resolved within a matter of weeks. We're still talking about the Revival not wanting to be on the main roster. Like, you know, this is like 2 years later now. Mm. Like, we are so far down the line, the Revival.
Several years later.
Yeah. But it is. It's like, it's... They were talking about wanting to leave before, like, when AEW had All In the first time.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad to think we're still this far down the line and they still don't want to be there and they're still being made to be there and we're only now coming to the end of their... contract.
And they're still getting ridiculous amounts of money offered to them and they're still turning it down. Yeah, it's nuts. It's absolutely bonkers.
Yeah. Whereas Tenara just like, you can wear a t-shirt. Stay.
Here's some handcuffs.
Here's some, hey. Maybe you don't, that's the thing you don't see off screen, that she is actually handcuffed to a radiator in the performance center the rest of the time. Someone who isn't handcuffed to a radiator, I guess, is Adam Cole, because why wouldn't you want to be there? Because you're the NXT champion.
Mm, yes.
And now... probably the greatest one ever, as far as he's concerned.
Definitely the longest reigning, because the next time he defends his title will probably be after he beats Finn Balor's tenure for the longest reigning ever NXT champion. So that would be a nice little feather in his cap, which I'm really annoyed I didn't predict Cole for TakeOver, because that makes so much sense. Of course they want to have Adam Cole be the longest reigning NXT champion ever. Of course they want to do that. And then they could build that into an eventual Adam Cole versus Finn Balor feud, because Balor can be like, well, you took my record as longest reigning NXT champ. Well, I'm going to take that from you, etc. I really wish I'd predicted Adam Cole.
we'll come back to these predictions as well, because I think that's important to talk about, because I would like to make some really early predictions for NXT TakeOver Tampa Bay.
We'll do that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But one thing that came out about Adam Cole this week was that he had an interview with Steel Chair magazine, and they asked, would you like to retire Triple H? I assume they asked. I'm sure he didn't just bring up, yeah, I want to retire Triple H. Right? Just doing a Matt Riddle, just like, I'm just going to name someone.
Yeah, see, yeah, like, yeah.
See,
just
if it, see if they get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You never know. They might give you the tag titles. Do what they like in NXT. So Adam Cole is asked, would you like to retire Triple H? And he says, I'm going to read it from here. Anybody on our roster would agree we all idolised Triple H or Shawn Michaels as kids, and now we've grown up, we're working together with them. We're really getting to see their minds and not only how smart they are, but how much they absolutely love this job. I wouldn't pass that up for the world. That absolutely is something that I would love to do. I know many NXT talents feel the same way, and I definitely know a bunch of fans would love it.
They would. Yeah. One of them is this guy right here. I would absolutely love that, especially if it was like a WrestleMania or maybe like a takeover. That would be awesome. See Triple H wrestle on a takeover, and it's his final match ever as kind of like the final kind of NXT's my baby kind of thing.
I've given my all to it now.
Exactly, yeah. So this is where I'm going to end my career. This is where I'm planting my flag. This is my thing that I've built from kind of the ground up. And Adam Cole retiring him would be, again, he's already going to be the longest reigning NXT champ ever. Retiring Triple H, add that little feather in your cap, and then go on to the main roster where he's already beaten Daniel Bryan, where he's already... Did he beat Seth Rollins? I feel like he did. I don't know.
No, it was very close.
It was close, that's right.
Very close.
Yeah.
You can't beat Seth Rollins.
Yeah, of course not.
That would be ridiculous.
But then even having those kind of feats on the main roster and recognizing such a recognized name on the main roster like Triple H, to be able to have all of that momentum to kind of guide him on to success on the main roster, I think would be... absolutely amazing. I now don't want any other way for Triple H to end his career than for Adam Cole to retire him, because that would be so good, because they're obviously so close together in NXT, and especially when they had the NXT invasion on SmackDown after that Saudi Arabia show when everyone got stranded, they were like, NXT and Survivor Series, let's bring them all on SmackDown. And it was like Triple H calling in Adam Cole being like, hey champ, come over here and face Daniel Bryan. And Adam Cole was like, hey man, yeah, I can do that, I'm NXT champion. They've obviously got a really close relationship going on, and I think it would be really cool from a behind-the-scenes perspective and from a fan perspective just watching the show to be able to have that kind of interaction between them in a match. I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd like it. I guess the good thing about the way WWE does retirement matches for people is that basically everyone could have a go before he actually retires.
That's
you know,
true.
If you just do an undertaking, just keep going. It's like it's Roman Reigns, I'll give the rub. Maybe it's AJ this time. Who knows? It could be anyone. So yeah, I mean, Adam Cole could definitely have a bash at the Triple H retirement. He could, I don't know, like what Triple H leave in the ring to signal his? He's only really wears trunks.
Just takes his trunks off.
In the ring. Walks out bollock naked. Just covering himself with the end of a sledgehammer as he goes. I think what's cool about the Adam Cole Triple H matchup in that sense, like I think I would love to see Adam Cole retire Triple H because I think Adam Cole feels like the most similar person to Shawn Michaels that WWE currently has. Like, I think they've got a very similar look, they've got a very similar style of wrestling, and I think as characters, they portray themselves quite similarly to it in both their heel incarnations. So it'd be quite cool to do a, you know, like, Master and Protege thing with those two that has it flipped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because obviously, like, that's kind of what DX was like the older statesman of Shawn Michaels taking Triple H under his wing and they become a big thing, and then they had all their feuds and split up and got back together again and split up and got back together again. To see that from the other perspective where Triple H gets to be sensei and Adam Cole was the young Padawan. That would be much more interesting to me. I have just really mixed a load of master and sort of trainee metaphors there. I'm really sorry.
But I think it would be even cooler than that. Throw Shawn Michaels in as a special guest ref. Why not? He loves doing that anyway. Does it all the time for Triple H matches. Just throw him in there, add an extra layer onto it, because then it'd be like, Adam Cole and Shawn Michaels are like, it's like the Spider-Man meme of them pointing at each other.
Master Sensei, Master Padawan Sensei, Master.
Padawan.
It just all goes around in a big circle.
Yeah, I think it would be great. There's so many different ways you could play off that interaction. Have Shawn Michaels come into Triple H before and just be like, do you really want to put your career on the line against this guy? And he's like, hey man, he reminds me of you and blah, blah, blah. I want it. I want it really bad now.
I think I don't really know who else I would have retire Triple H.
I know, apart from The Undertaker.
It'll be autumn, won't it? Like, it's going to be autumn somewhere down the line.
Oh, God, yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? But Adam Cole, though.
I know. I think it should be an NXT guy.
Yes.
Because I just think that would be so much more interesting. And I think with Adam Cole, they just clearly still have really big plans for him because he's now the only member of the Undisputed Era to have a belt anymore.
Exactly.
He came out at the beginning of this week's episode of NXT to put over himself, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
We sort of skimmed over what happened with the rest of them.
Kyle O'Reilly on their group entrance went to go play his NXT title and then realised he didn't have it in perfect Kyle O'Reilly, O'Reilly fashion. Just went and go. Proper like sad face as he walks through. It was perfect. So good.
Yeah. So we've skimmed over the fact that actually they lost more belts than they retained at NXT TakeOver. I mean, the tag belts, you could argue they count as one. It's two. It's two belts. So they did really take two steps back and one step forward there.
Yeah.
But he puts himself over as the greatest NXT champion ever. It seems like Ciampa is being dragged in a different direction as well because he's got this whole thing with Austin Theory that came out of the promo section where Ciampa comes out to talk about what happened with Johnny Gargano at Portland. And that feels like the feud,
right?
Like that feels like the big feud that they're keeping us away from right now. Like the showdown between Ciampa and Johnny feels like it's the thing that they're going to build to. Mm-hmm. And that will build into the WrestleMania. We finally get the final chapter of Ciampa and Gargano. But Austin Theory will do for a couple of weeks as like
For sure.
You know, I'm going to chuck you around at ringside. I mean, when Austin Theory signed up for that, I bet he wasn't like, just do it 20 times. Whatever, man.
Just
like,
literally keep going.
If you just keep going. I can take more. Because at the end of it, he was just like,
he doesn't have her back anymore.
that feels like where Ciampa's going. So it leaves Adam Cole wide open for NXT TakeOver Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So let's get into the predictions.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be really interesting. I think it's going to be Finn Balor.
So do I.
Yeah, because Finn Balor cut a promo this week saying, I've made all my predictions. I was right. I told you all to watch out for me. I beat Johnny Gargano at Portland. Check out next week for the next installment of Finn Balor being awesome, pretty much. Mm. And I think it's going to be a reveal that he really wants the NXT Championship.
Well, also because, he's had that NXT Championship match before with Adam Cole, and he lost because Johnny interrupted.
Absolutely.
So Johnny is now done. We've done a Johnny. We've finished Johnny. We've moved on from Johnny because Johnny got beat at Portland. So Johnny is now like, In wrestling storytelling terms, that's a line drawn under Gargano.
Absolutely.
So we come round, and I feel like, Finn Balor versus Adam Cole at the Mania event for NXT is money.
What a bloody match that's going to be.
Because also it builds in, like, it has baked into it, even if they don't touch on it as a storytelling point, like, it has baked into it the fact that Finn Balor might just take control of the Undisputed Era. Like, I'm just like, but he might just do that. Or he might debut his own, like, Balor Club, Bullet Club, Doobry Watson.
You're obsessed with that, aren't you? You've predicted that quite a few times.
I just think it's going to happen at some point. I just think he's not going to remain a singles, like, just a lone wolf competitor for ages.
I think he could. Because he's being well booked enough that people are scared of him and people are threatened by him as a singles wrestler. I'm not a huge fan of every heel having a faction behind them, because that's the problem that the main roster gets into a lot, is you have a lone babyface, let's say Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins when he was a babyface, versus a bunch of people, because you can't have one good heel against one good babyface. It has to be the numbers game all the time. I'd really like it if Finn Balor stayed by himself to just prove that, like, I'm awesome. I can literally beat anyone by myself. I don't need anyone's help. I think it would be good, at least for, like, maybe another year, I think, in NXT. He can just stay by himself, just clean up everyone, be awesome, maybe get the NXT championship, and then when it looks like he's kind of on the cusp of losing it, then a new Balor Club comes in, and that's how he extends his reign artificially a little bit longer, and then he can eventually lose it, despite the numbers game.
But like I said, the teaser's still there.
The teaser's there.
Yeah, it goes without sort of saying that might be a thing that happens. I think Adam Cole versus Finn Balor is definitely one of the matches that will happen at Tampa Bay. Ciampa Gargano, final chapter, sweet release, whatever it's called.
The match we never got at NXT TakeOver New York.
That thing you wanted that time, the match. That'll happen. I feel like, I was going to say Dakota Kai, Tegan Knox, but they've got a steel cage match in 2 weeks' time. But that doesn't feel like the end of the feud to me. I feel like that's going to run and run. We've got Keith Lee Dijakovic, I think. I think what's going to happen
because
this week Keith Lee comes out to cut a promo in NXT Interruption Edition. Kona Reeves comes out,
of all people.
And welcome back, welcome. Piss off. So he comes back, gets pounced, gets jackhammered in a really quick match. Then Dijakovic comes out and interrupts the rest of the promo and says, I had you beat, but my back broke.
I had you beat, but you also won.
It's a wonderful argument. I love it. I think it's a flawless, you can't defend against that argument. Because it's like, I had you beat, but my back did it to myself. I did it to myself.
Yeah, literally. Because if I didn't, that Spanish fly was supposed to beat you and it didn't.
Not only did I beat you, I beat me.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I beat myself. Wait.
Yeah, there you go. I beat myself many times over that match. More. He comes out and says, I had you beat, etc. Keith's like, well, that's not a fact of it, because actually I won. If you go back and look at the results, I won, actually. And then he says, but people always chant, fight forever, when we get into the ring. And
that was perfectly timed, by the way. The crowd was so into it, just being like, and every time we fight, I always hear. And the crowd instantly just started going, fight forever. And he didn't cue them up for it. He didn't say it first or anything. It was like the crowd just knew what was coming and preemptively started chanting, fight forever. I was like, are they in on this promo? Yeah, did they get a script before the show started?
It's good they didn't do something else like, oh, Baskin is glory. How you doing? Like, just did anything else on the crowd repertoire? Like, what? They could have done anything. It's good to the crowd. But he says, like, let's go. He says, like, if you can get people into it, I'll happily fight forever. So I think for the next, like, month and a bit that they've got, Dijakovic is going to go on a tear through the North American title picture to be like, you want to see me and Keith Lee face off? I'm going to make that like the only thing you want to see. While Keith has a few, like Keith maybe has like two challenges in the next month and a half, and then gets that big match with Dijakovic. But I think that's a match that deserves a big WrestleMania level spot.
Totally.
Where I come a bit of a cropper in terms of what will be on this takeover is because, like, I think also you'll get Jordan Devlin defending NXT Cruiserweight Championship, probably on the pre-show. You might get Roderick Strong versus Velveteen Dream, or Dream versus some member of the Undisputed Era. What's going to happen with the women's title, though?
Well, they did confirm on this week that it is definitely going to be Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. Takeover's the night before, so you wouldn't think that Ripley's going to defend it the night before. Bianca Belair might be getting involved somewhere in that. It might be a triple threat. It might be Bianca versus Charlotte at TakeOver.
Ooh,
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
That would be really
cool. That's the one I think is most likely, because she was like, I don't care if it's here or there, whatever it is. Yeah. Like, and she could say that. I think that's something you could bring up again and again and again until Charlotte goes, like, it's not here or there. It's in Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I'd really like it if they did.
Paradise. Tampa Bay.
If they did Bianca versus Charlotte, winner faces Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania the following night, you could have a really cool match between the two of them. Charlotte will win it, probably. You have that pre-announced Rhea versus Charlotte singles match at Mania. I think that's a cool way to elevate Bianca Belair without undermining the Royal Rumble winning factor of it.
Yeah.
And Charlotte still gets a shot at WrestleMania, but Rhea Ripley beats her.
Well, because Charlotte's an ego monster as well as a character. So like, I think she could easily be like, yeah, I could beat Bianca Belair and then beat Rhea Ripley. Of course I could. I'm Charlotte. Like, there's a lot to do. Well,
Charlotte Flair.
I think Charlotte Flair is an anomaly. She exists outside of heeldom and facedom.
She's in her own ethereal pocket.
She's the third, the lesser known third character of wrestling. Not the babyface, nor the heel. The lesser known fourth character. Not even the tweener. She's just a Flair.
Yes.
That's it. She's just a Flair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd be really interested to see if they even do one that night because Rhea's, like, I think they'll build Rhea's match so big for WrestleMania that they won't have her compete at TakeOver, but they might do what's the other big thing that the women's division can do? What's the other big thing that, like, you know, because there's all these people like Io Shirai, what are they going to do? Are we going to get Dakota Kai, Tegan Nox, the finale crazy? Yeah. Like, what's the most extreme match that they can have? Because they've done a cage, they'll have done a street fight by then. Like,
could do a Last Woman Standing, something like that, or an Iron Woman match.
A two-person War Games match.
Well, one person.
Look at all this space for activities.
Starts off with just one person for 5 minutes, just standing in the ring, waiting for the other person.
The match will start
cage.
When there is another person. Yeah.
So I think they could do that.
Tiny cage.
Or a tiny cage.
Like just
a shark cage.
The cage that they start the War Games match in. The cage that Dakota Kai kicked Tegan Nox into and slammed her feet into.
That's
the match in that cage.
It's perfect.
I love it.
For tag championships,
hire me.
For tag championships, I think it's going to be Broserweights versus Grizzled Young Vets.
Yep, I think
which
that too.
I would love to see. I think that's going to be an awesome
match. Well, I think that's got all the baked in story as well because you've got Pete Dunne.
Baked. Matt Riddle. Baked.
Sake.
See, I'm part of the Broserweights. Sign me up.
That's it. Jesus Christ. yeah, but you've got Pete Dunne, Zach Gibson, and all their history with Zach Gibson winning the second UK tournament and challenging Pete Dunne for the title when he was, you know, still the longest reigning WWE champion there's ever been.
Yep.
You've got them in the Dusty Cup coming very close. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Gibson and, Drake and Riddle need to get some.
Yeah, I think
so. Going because there's a lot between Gibson and Dunn.
And Dunn, yeah. I mean, they've got a lot of time to build that story in. And
just be about their hair.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Luscious locks.
Yeah.
I've got better hair.
Well, I'm sure he can make some crappy rhyme that would come up on the takeover screen with a little sing-along thing like he did for Bobby Fish. I'm sure he can make one of them about James Drake.
Well, I didn't like that this week where he was like the Stallion Cup violated a wellness policy and is out for 30 days. I didn't find it like amazingly funny before.
No.
It feels a bit too Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I'm not as into it as I think a lot of other people are. I still like them as a team, but just not as much as other people.
I prefer them
doing
the matches to doing the talking.
Matches are very good.
Yeah.
Really
the
like their matches.
Really
are.
Their match this week was really, really good.
Yeah. And Grizzled Young Vets on this week's episode of NXT, they beat the team of Raul Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde. And
team.
Franken team of those two. Mm-hmm. And then Zach Gibson cut a very quick promo after just being like, Liverpool's number one. I'm great. We're great. Soon to be the world's number one. So it looks like they're going to be kind of built in the next few weeks to maybe become number one contenders for Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne, which I would be well into for TakeOver Tampa.
Because also, seemingly, they've moved near permanently to NXT now.
Yeah,
it was like, they said, there was a tweet by WWE said that, like, you know, NXT UK posted a tweet saying, like, we know all about these guys, but you need to be ready and watch out. Like, maybe they've moved over. Maybe it's just a short sprint like Mustache Mountain did, and then they'll go back to NXT UK.
Yeah, and they still had an NXT UK nameplate when they came out in this week, so it looks like they're still UK-based. Maybe they're just going to do the run up to Tampa, and then after that, they'll jump ship back to NXT UK. I don't know, but if they are doing the run in NXT, I'm looking forward to it because I really like all of their matches because they're really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to be building that match in particular, that's already the matches that we've just predicted. That is a stacked card already for Tampa. Some may say stacked. And it could even be, though, I know we've predicted Cole versus Balor. They could be building Dream versus Cole for.
I did think that too. Yeah.
For Takeover Tampa as
he
well.
He pulls which is... off Marina's face from his tights, and it, and then underneath it's Roddy's face. Underneath it's Carl's face. Underneath it's Bobby's face. Underneath it's Adam Cole. Underneath is his dick. Like I just, I think yeah, I think Dream and the Undisputed Era feels like that that final image of the show this week where Dream ekes out a win over Roderick Strong by like splashing onto the entire Undisputed Era, mm-hmm. countering a cheap shot, hitting the Dream Valley Driver and picking up the really close win. And then they beat him down and stand tall over a guy who's been out for 5 months at their hands, like has a back problem because of them. That also feels like a very big story that they could do.
For sure.
So it really depends on what happens with Balor next week because there's some very yeah. good options for Adam Cole at Tampa Bay.
I don't think there's very many good options for Finn Balor, though. Like, if he doesn't go for the NXT Championship, who's he going to go for? Dream? Like, that?
Strong.
He's still got stuff with Undisputed Era. Like, what other top babyfaces are there? Like, Ciampa, he's caught up with Gargano.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Lee, but he's kind of doing the Dijak thing.
Yeah. Well, unless that's a swerve.
I don't know.
Unless that's a swerve.
Possibly,
and then it's
yeah.
like... He goes round the division trying to draw up the support, and then Balor just comes in and just cuts him
and
off at the knees.
Kills him, yeah. And then you have Lee versus Balor. Now I've said that out loud, I kind of want that more.
I mean, Balor, this is going to get more.
It'd be so good. Just imagine him going for a coup de grace and Keith Lee just catching him out of mid-air. Like, nope.
By the ankle.
Yeah, just catching him. No, absolutely not. SWAT.
Oh, I'd love it.
So good. Imagine how far he could pounce him.
Mm.
Oh, so far. Just so far.
Go back to Ireland!
That would be amazing. I now want that really badly.
There you go. I think there's a lot of good options. They've got a lot of great players. My only big confusion is the what's going to happen with the women's title because of the Charlotte match and their inability to build actively to two pay-per-views at one time.
Yes,
so,
that's true.
Especially if they're on the same weekend. That's really, really hard.
Are we going?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
End of the podcast. I haven't got anything to say. I've run out.
Nor have I, really.
I feel like we've got a lot of stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, I know, but we can't
but
talk
there's a lot
about
of,
it.
There's a lot of not talking about it that
we're
doing.
Yeah, I know. But we have got some announcements coming very soon, though,
mm-hmm.
which is really good.
Like tomorrow.
Like tomorrow,
like
really
tomorrow
soon.
Soon.
Yeah. And then we can kind of start talking about stuff a little bit more.
Yeah, so keep an eye out tomorrow for... stuff in the news, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some announcements there. There's a lot of stuff in the pipeline I think people will be very excited by.
I mean, we're excited for
I'm
it.
I'm very excited
so,
for it.
Yeah.
I've had a very wonderful week filming all of it. But,
yes.
And then I'll have a very busy week next week filming all of it. Oh my God, there's so much stuff.
When do we start?
And we've got a live show as well that's coming
up. Yeah, we do. Mm. WrestleTalkLive.com, by the way, go get your tickets. It's gonna be really good.
Yeah, so
I'm
I think
really excited
it's yeah, there is a
lot
really,
of things.
There is a lot of stuff coming up with WrestleTalk and also all of the regular stuff. We're not stopping doing any of the regular stuff too. So you're getting news every day and you're getting the NXT podcast today, you've got the AEW podcast today. Tomorrow you're getting the Friday magazine mm-hmm. show. Saturday you'll have SmackDown, and then mm-hmm. next week you've also got the extra value added goodness of whatever the Saudi Arabia show is. Is it Super Showdown?
Super Showdown's
Thursday. Next week, and AEW's
pay-per-views
happening.
Revolution.
So even more WrestleTalk content on
Which?
Top of other WrestleTalk content, on top of other secret content.
Secret
that
content
doing.
That we can't talk about right now. We are doing live reactions from both of those shows, by the way. Mm. Super Showdown and AEW Revolution, we're doing live reactions for. AEW Revolution, it's going to be Ollie Davis. And Randy Andy Datsun,
so
who
excited.
Has pushed so hard for that, and he's finally got his wish. He's going to be doing SmackDown earlier in the day and doing AEW Revolution at night because he is a nutter.
Mm-hmm.
He just really likes the camera. That's
yeah,
it.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, speaking
adds
of,
£10.
Speaking of Datsun, on the Saturday show, the SmackDown show, we've started introducing a new segment, which is Datsun World Problems. Which is basically just him ranting about the most minor things possible and how it really inconveniences him. And I've got some people to start emailing in their Datsun World problems start venting and ranting about stuff. But I don't have my laptop on me right now, so I can't read any of them out.
No Datsun World.
But
do you know what my Datsun World problem is?
I've got some.
Do you know what my Datsun World problem is?
That he exists?
It's called Daddy Datsun. Yeah. And he continually talks about really minor things as if it's a massive deal. I genuinely had to tell him to shut up the other day because he was talking to a bunch of people in the room really loudly and I was trying to edit something and I had to just go, just shut up.
Just stop.
Whatever you're saying, it's not important.
And you were right. It wasn't important. No, he does that a lot.
It was something like, I went on a bus one time and it didn't get where I wanted to go very quickly.
Welcome to life. Him ranting about not getting a Nintendo Switch for Christmas is genuinely one of my favourite things. Like, not in the way that he wants, but just hearing him talking about it is hilarious to laugh at rather than with, I think. Because it's just him just being like, that's the only thing I asked for. My mum didn't get it for me. I was like, what are you, 12? Come on, man. Like, it's a Nintendo Switch. It's quite pricey.
You've got to write that note to Santa.
Yeah, exactly.
Before he runs out of stock.
Yeah,
and also coronavirus now, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Affecting Switch stock. So there is a lot of reasons why Andy Datsun probably didn't get a Switch for Christmas. Number one, his mum doesn't love him.
Hey!
Anyway, no, we love you, Andy. If you are listening,
really.
You're not listening because
I
really doubt it. No. Anyway, that's all we've got time for on this edition of the podcast. Goodbye. Please don't tell Randy we hate him.
We love him, really.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.